So that stops discussing the Machlokas Tosfos and the Rambam. The Tosfos are masterful the E, but can't you have the following case of Sveik Sveika? That after all, that perhaps referring to a case where she was a Ketana, and the possibility of, after all, that Ithionis Ketanahu, right? And therefore, that alone would be a reason that she should be permitted to the Baal. The assumption of Tosfos, obviously, is if you assume we're talking about a case of Ketana, if the Din is considered to be Dino Kaones, and in a case of Eishes Yisrael, so in that instance she is Muteras Alamah. He pointed out that the Rambam in Hilchos Sota, Perek Beis Al-Chadal, disagrees and mentions in a case where you have Kedushin Daraisa, Ketana Shesi Avia, if it was a case of Zinsa Birtsona, Nesra Abala. Therefore you can even have Kinui when it comes to a Ketana. So that's the double kasha of the Raita. That number one, that how can that be? The Gemara tells us, Nivamos Naflam Gimel, that Pitui Ketana is Onesu. And therefore, how is it that she can ever be a Sra HaBaal in a case of an Eishes Yisrael? And furthermore, how can you speak about Kinui? Kinui is a form of a Hasra. And therefore, Hasra to a Ketan is not considered to be Hasra whatsoever. So the Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Yisraelim, Paragim Halacha Beis, writes that the Rambam's Makar is exactly our Sugya. After all, the Gemara writes, in a case where the father was Makadish when she was Chusmi Baske B'Shem V'Echad, that is not considered to be a case of Sveik Sveika at all. Why not? Shouldn't we factor in this issue of Pitu Iktan Onesu? So Magen Mishnah writes that that's exactly the Chiddush of the Rambam, that no, that nonetheless if it was in Sibersona, she becomes Nesra Labalam. Therefore it's only considered to be a single suffix. So we left off discussing the Chiddush of Abchanan and Kovetz Aras and Simon Ayin Vav. To what extent do we assume that a katan or a ketana is capable of expressing ratzon? To what extent can they not do so? Obviously, the Rambam admits that a katan or a ketana is lav bar das. That certainly is true. However, when it comes to whether she is nashes ishes in sub onus uber ratzon, that is relevant even when it comes to a ketana as well. So that's the piece that we've seen several times where Rambam points out that one has to distinguish between two very different categories. One is where a person does in Ochinami the particular maisa which is necessary, whether it's a maisa chalitza, a maisa shchita, but the chalos simply is bame eva. The person is not considered to be the baal in terms of the particular chalos at hand. Mashenkin, when it comes to other cases like kinyanim or cases of gittin or kedushin, or certainly that's not true. It's not just simply that the baal does the maisa kedushin and the chalos is bame eva. But he is considered to be the Baal HaKinim in terms of Chalos. And Rabbi Chanan writes, that's why, for example, you can have a Kinyan Al Tanai, in Kedushin Al Tanai, in Gerishin Al Tanai, you can have a Kedushin or a Gerishin which is La'achar Zman, but certainly that's not true when it comes to Shechita, not true when it comes to a Chalitza, that a person can go ahead and do so. We discussed the Tosus and the Afayim Beis. Tosus is Kedush regarding Shlichus. Why is it that the Gemara formulates the principle of Milsadish of the Shlichus Isa B'Tanai? Tosus writes, not just simply a Gzeres HaKosuv of Dumi B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvein, but rather, Shlichus and Tanai are both an indicator of whether you are the Bailim regarding that particular Chalos. If you are, therefore you can attach a Tanai, you can do so Ayidei Shliach. But that's not true when it comes to cases like Chalitz or cases such as Shchita. Good. Rabbi Chanan continued explaining that Tosus and Nazir and Daf Yiralef that we saw went the details of the concept of Masna Mashakos of the Torah, and Rabbi Chanan at the Chiddush of Edus Lekiyam Adavar is only necessary when you generate the Chalos, when it comes to cases, for example, of Yivam or Chalitza. So therefore, perhaps there's no need for Edus Lekiyam Adavar because all you do is the Maisa Yivam, Maisa Chalitza, but there is not as though that you create the Chalos itself. Good? And therefore, that's the Chiddush that Rabbi Chanan points out, that if you create the Chalos, then it's clear that das is absolutely vital. If all that's necessary is a particular act, a maisa shchita, a maisa chalitza, and the chalos is bame'elav, one could envision that if you have a case of katan or ketana, where we can affirm because of gadol zomen al gaba that that act in fact was done, so what's wrong with assuming that a maisa shchita done by a katan is an absolute shchita? What's wrong with assuming that if in fact the chalitza is done by a ketana, that should in principle be considered to be legitimate chalitza. If not for Xeris HaKosuv, the possible hekesh of Ish Ksiv V'Parsha, and Machshinan, Ish Le'ish. Good? That was the Chiddush of Rabbi Chanan. Then Rabbi Chanan continued in that very same piece in Simon Ayin Vav, in Ostes, and writes that he thinks this is extremely relevant to our issue. When it comes to the fact that a woman is an Eshazinsa, she becomes a suffix Zotah. So is it possible to say that somehow that she generates, that she creates that Chalos Isser? So certainly not. If a woman is guilty, Kinu Yinstira, suffix Zotah, or she's an Eshazinsa, the Chalos Isser is something that is Bameilav, certainly doesn't require Das in any shape or form. The Chiddush Marik, for example, if for whatever reason a woman is unaware that there's an Isser of Eishes Ish, and she thought what she was doing was Heter Gamur, or she didn't realize, right, the effect of what it is that she was involved with. But nonetheless, she still becomes an Eishes Ish Zinsa, who is a Asur Al Habal. Why is that true? Because it's not that her Das is Koveya, that Chalos, that she is a Sota, but rather something which is Bamei Love. So therefore, Abba Charan suggests the following Chiddush, that when it comes to a ktana also, shezinsa birtsona, nesra al habal, that's the Kiddush, the Rambam Shita. As long as it's clear that she's expressing ratzon, it wasn't a case of an ones, same akinami, that's the Kiddush, the Rambam Shita, that in fact is possible. And that's why you can envision even keenly when it comes to a ktana, because as long as she willingly has engaged in maisabia, so therefore she is a sotu, who's considered to be asra al habal. Then we pointed out there's a second piece Rabbi Chanan has in Simin Samach Vav and Kol Zaros. In Oz Vav, Rabbi Chanan points out that there are two halachos when it comes to a katan and katana as well. The most basic halacha simply is the following, where a katan or katana is dino kicheresh or dino kishota, where that they're incapable of expressing any level of das awareness whatsoever. Then you have a second level where no, the katan or katana is higila onas haputos, it's clear that they can describe to you what in fact they are doing, what is happening. However, ish ksiv v'parshan, when it comes to example for kinyanim, the Yerushalmi quotes the pasuk of ki ten ish. When it comes to kedushin, the pasuk says ki kach ish. So sometimes, enochinami, even if a katan or katan is absolutely capable of understanding the issue at hand, but nonetheless the pasuk goes out of its way and tells us that we require an ish. An ish, yes, and katana. And sometimes you have a case where all the Torah insists on is simply that the individual involved be aware of what they are doing and what the effect, what the ramification will be. Rabbi Chanan writes, these are two crucially important halachos. So, for example, when it comes to chalitza, it's not that the Tana creates the chalos chalitza, she simply is doing the maisa chalitza. So according to Rabbi Yossi, a very great Kiddush, that a Tana can do chalitza as long as she's higia l'onas haputos. And that's a din daraisa. That's not just simply a din drabanan. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no xeris akasuv of isha when it comes to chalitza. So as long as the maisa chalitza can be done properly, that is considered to be sufficient. And even the chacham who disagree and argue that you need a gdola to do chalitza, that's only because makshinan isha lish, the xeris akasuv. So Rabbi Chanan writes the Chiddush that you see that the concept of putos, that a katan or katana is capable of a given act, even though they have not yet reached, right, the shir of gadlus, that certainly is a din daraisa. And therefore the concept, nidrabanan, that a katan or katana, mishigile putos, has a kinyan, that's mamish kein daraisa. That even when it comes to kinyanim, the Torah requires ish, but nidrabanan, as long as they can reflect the level of das for other areas, so hu hadin, when it comes to areas of kinyanim as well. Good. Rabbi Chanan writes the same thing as when it comes to his suffix tuma. When it comes to suffix tuma, there are two factors. Number one is whether brishas yachid, brishas arabim. Number two is whether das lishar or ein bo das lishar. The sugya nazir and daf chav tes, das lishar and ein bo das lishar. How do you quantify das lishar? Now we discussed yesterday an inanimate object. One halacha, suffix tuma mutter. If ika das lishar, like the case of sota, then not. So what is that based on? So Rabbi Chanan writes the following Kiddush, that's not based on Gadol or Dol in terms of Shanim and Simanim. Das Lishal simply is based on that level of awareness of putos. Just like according to Rabbi Yossi, that a chalitz is possible, even for a ktana. The same thing is true when it comes to the concept of Das Lishal and Ein Bo Das Lishal. And Rabbi Chanan writes, that's the Kiddush, the Rambam, here in our sugya. That when it comes to the concept of Onis and Ratzon, Eishas Eishas Insa, so there al tidin you require, right, a gavra who's a barhachi of das b'chala tara kula? Certainly not. All you require is ratzon as opposed to ones. And therefore, that's exactly the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita, that even though Aktana is lav bas onshin, but nonetheless, Ratzon can in fact be expressed, and therefore, inaf hinami, she will be Nesra al Ba'ala. What about the Gemara, Pitui Ktana Onesu, that she's Muteres al Habal? Rabbi Chanan writes again, that's not a Gzeres HaKasu. Very simply, if you're dealing with a child who is so young, who cannot differentiate between, right, Ones versus Mefate, so therefore the Gemara says, Al Pidin, that's all considered to be Ones, because at that age the Ktana is incapable of expression. If that's true, then certainly there's no Sfeik Sfeika of our Tosas. Tosas writes that there should be two different types of Ones. One is an Ones where a person is forced, another is Al Pidin, even if Ratzon is expressed, but Al Pidin is considered to be Ones. No, according to the Rambam Shita, Hainu Hach, even a Ktana is able to express Ratzon. And Piton is Ktana, who means when she's so young that she's incapable of expressing Ratzon in any shape or form. This concept that you can have a Katan who can express a level of Ratzon, even though technically speaking not Bardas, is also interesting for one other issue, a Chiddush that Sam Sofer has, a Chiddush in Mechaslinov, regarding the following, not our sugya, but just one word. No? Ben Noach. Good? So Ben Noach violates Shem Mitzvahs Ben Noach? No, the Chayiv Misa, Azarasan Zui Misasan. The Rambam writes in Paragirat Lepas Malachim, in Halacha Beis, that Ein Onshin Cheresh Shote Bakata? Let's say Mamash Av, a guy who's a Lav Bardas. So in such a case, they will not be put to death for violating Shem Mitzvahs Ben Noach. What's the shear of godless when it comes to a Ben Noach? The Chivas HaRash writes, Halacha Moshe Misinai, for Yisrael. Now, the Shanim and Simanim, right, is the shear of godless. What about when it comes to Ben Noach? Is that true? Like the guy has a Bar Mitzvah celebration. Now, because now that they are Bar Mitzvah, now they are, right, already a Gadol when it comes to Onshin. So the Menchasinah writes, and Mitzvah Kuf Tzadi, that Sam Sofer writes in Yeredei and Sim in Shin Yud Zayin, that no, there's no shear of Yud Gimel Shem Vayach when it comes to a Ben Noach. So what then is the turning point in which case you would argue that a Ben Noach is considered to be a Bar Hachi of Onshin? Because Sam Sofer, the Minchasinah, writes this very same Kiddush, that no, that Beis Din has to be Mishayah, whether they have a sufficient level of Das Ratzon to indicate that what they were doing, right, was wrong, as opposed to that which was right. Right? Ratzon versus Ones, like Putos. Enoch Inami, you don't require the heightened levels of Das to Yisrael in terms of a Shir Gadlus. So what is the Shir Ben Noach? So therefore, that's what Menachas Chinuch writes. There's no formal halacha of a Shir Kotsu. That halacha Moshe Misina is only when it comes to Yisrael. But Enoch Inami, so if Mamish Kherishot to Bakotan, they're not Benidas whatsoever, they don't realize that which they're doing, you know, they're not going to receive such an onish. But if it's clear that they realize that that which they are doing, there was adequate Das, you know, that can be at a much younger age, right? Even before a time of Bar Bas Mitzvah for Yisrael. It's an important Kiddush that Rabbi Chanan has. He doesn't mention the Nafkamina of Benoach, but that Poshim Shat is the Rambam Shita from our Sunni. Tosus continues the Ramaschal of the E and tells us the following, that if you have a case of Eishes Yisrael and Kid Shavi Abchusi Baskel Hashem V'Yamecha, so Tosus is bothered by the following, that why don't we assume that look, there still is a Cheskes Hadin, there's a Cheskes Heter, so why should we assume that after all look, there is a Safek? Why not assume that, look, the chazaka is that this woman is Muteres al Habal, and therefore we should support that chazaka and assume that any maisabiyah that occurred was ba'ones. It was not baratzim. Stosus is kasha? Good. So why is it that we say that's a case of a single safek, and therefore she's asur al Habal? What about the chizkas heter? In such a case, that should confirm that it was an ones and not baratzim. So Tosus answers that no, there's a difficulty with Ones. What's the problem? Because an Ones, Kolislay, if it really happened, Rachman al-Islam, someone was Ma'anes, this woman. So in such a case, that's known. And Midaleka Kol, so therefore, Ratzon is Ruba. And therefore, right, Tosus simply writes that Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif. in that particular case, if you have to choose between onus versus ratzon, the row supports the case of ratzon. Because onus should be accompanied by a kol, and since there is no kol, therefore that is the miut. So good, you have a cheskas heter, but you have the row of ratzon versus the cheskas hadin, and therefore that's the halacha of the sugya in kedushin. That pay that ruba chazaka ruba adik. That's what our Tosfos writes. So we discussed again this past week, how does that work, ruba chazaka ruba adik? After all, they're not both dinim daraisa. So he pointed out the chiddush of Bachanan has in the Kovet Shiurim and Baba Basra and Osayin Ches, that they're two very different tracks. Right, the chazaka track, at least certainly when it comes to cheskas hadin, you raise the issue when it comes to a cheskas aguf, the cheskas hadin certainly is not machri, it's not mevara the safek. In mikvah shenim nevanim tzol chasar, so after we assume tamay, we don't know anything more about that mikvah. That's nihug. Mashenken, when it comes to rov, one could argue the chidish of holchen achar rov is not just simply nihug, but rather that is machriya, that is mevarer, and therefore there's no steer whatsoever. Right? The ABCs of chazaka is that chazaka only plays a role when there is a leidas hasafek. If there is no leidas hasafek, how can you discuss the issue of chazaka? We pointed out the chiddush that Ran has in the very beginning of Safkan, the Aleph Med Aleph Medav Yarif. What happens, for example, if you find chametz in your house on Pesach? Do you violate by Ram by Matzeh or do you not? So you know what the Ran writes? It depends where you found it. No? Was it found in the kitchen or was it found in the bathroom? If it was found in the bathroom, the Ran writes, what do you mean? There was a chazaka that was a makom, Shemach Nisan, Bochametz. You don't violate by Ram by Matzeh. So in the past, we've spent time understanding that Ran, very difficult. The Saveshah would often comment, the very starting point of chazaka. Chazaka is only relevant when you have a Leidas HaSafek. No? If there is no Safek Chazaka, the Chametz is sitting there. And you know that the Chametz is there on Pesach. No? And it was there yesterday before. So you have a right to say, Chazaka. Chazaka only means when there is a clear Safek that cannot be resolved, then Betaras Nihug. Then you can argue that, look, there was a presumption, this is a Makom Shemach Nisim B'Chametz. But how does that help under those conditions? No? Many such examples where the Rishonim seem to use the term of chazaka when there is no leidas hasafek. Those are the difficult cases. Right? So therefore, ruba chazaka, ruba adif, very simply, rov is machriya, then that's it. There should be nothing to discuss. Where do you see this concept of ruba chazaka, ruba adif? And does everyone agree to this kiddush? Said ruba adif. So the Gemara in Kedushin and Afpei, the Tosfos quotes, refers you to the Mishnah in Taras, in Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches. The case is the following. You have a tinok, shenimtza b'tzad ha'isa. You come to the scene, you see that there's a child, and close to the child is not handling it, but close to the child, there is a loaf. And ubatzek b'yado, and now there is a piece of dough, which is in the hand of the child. So what happens in such a case? Do we assume that the Isa is Tameh or is it Tohar? So the Gemara says that that's the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir says that it's Tohar. Rabbi Meir Mitahir, that Isa is considered to be Tohar. And the Chachamim Mitahir, the Chachamim say, no, it's not true that Isa is Tameh. Why is it Tameh? The Chum explained, because Darko Shotinok Litapeach. Because after all, we know that it's the way of the child simply to handle all different types of things. Machlokas Rashi, I mean, Tam, in context, exactly what that means. Rashi writes, it means the child plays around all the time. So therefore, the child came in contact with absolute Tuma, with Shratzim or Nevedo Shabashba. Kids playing outdoors all the time. So therefore, we presume that the child is Tameh, and it's obvious that he came in contact with Isa. No, because Batek Biyado, he's holding a piece of Isa in his hand. Rabbi Natam interprets the Gemara differently. We're talking about a case of, no, the Tinok is Vadei Tameh. That's not the Shaila. The Tinok is absolutely Tameh. The question is the following. Did he grab that piece of dough from the Isa? Maybe not. Maybe his mother, who's Tahora, cut off a piece of the dough and gave it to the child. And therefore, how do you know that the child ever came in contact with the Isa? So that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Darko shel tinok l'tapeach, that no, we assume that, you know what happened? The child went over to the Issa and grabbed a piece. So Rashi writes, again the detail, darko l'tapeach, is that a reason we presume that the child is tamei? Or is it a given that the child is tamei b'notam? Darko l'tapeach just simply is an indicator that the child came in contact with the Issa. Good. But that's the sheet of the Chachamim. Darko shel tinok l'tapeach, and therefore everything is tamei. And Rabbi Meir disagrees. How does Rabbi Meir disagree? Rabbi Meir writes the following. That concept of darko shel tinok l'tapeach, what is that? That's a rove. Right? That's what we call ruva d'lesed. Come on. That generally speaking, right, children will handle, either handle tuma or they'll handle the food item, as Rabbi Natam says. However, there's a miut that ain't matir, no? Just some children who don't. Don't stick their hands in everything. Okay. The Issa, of course, was Bechizkas Dara. So therefore, Rabbi Meir Shita is Smoch Mayuta L'Chazaka in Itzrele Ruba. Here you have a miut of Ein Metachim. And the Issa is Bechizkas Heter. So therefore, the miut will supplement Bechizkas Heter. And therefore, there is no row. That's the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. The Gemara says, what is the machlokas? Whether you say smoch miyuta l'chazaka? So the Lashon HaGemara is the following. That according to the Chachamim, that the miyut is keman d'lesedamim. According to Rabbi Meir, that's not true. That the miyut is command the Isadami. So according to Rav Meir, it's as though that the miut we must acknowledge. So if you have conflicting dini hachra, so the miut can tilt the scales. Smoke miut lachazak rich leruba. According to the Chacham, that's not true. That the miut is considered to be command the Isadami. But Rashi points out in the sugya, kedushin and pei, that this is Rav Meir's shita generally. That's a sugya nidin, that Lamed Beis, the Rav Meir is chayish lemiyuta. Normally, being chayish lemiyuta is a chumra. Here, being chayish lemiyuta can work as a kula. It can support the cheskas heter, the keneged harav. So the Gemara says, whether you assume ruba b'chazak or ruba adin, depends on the machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Right? Our Tosfos, Ruba Chazak Ruba Adif. Not everyone agrees. That's the Chachamim Shita. According to Rabbi Meir, right, that's not true whatsoever. And that machlokas is whether Chayshin the Miyuta, whether, to use the Lashon HaGemara, the Miyut is Kamand Yisadami, whether the Miyut is Kamand Alasadami. So one could explain this chiddush, this machlokes, right, in light of this issue of nihug versus birur. If you assume that the reason that ruva b'chazak ruva adif, there's no such makar, both are dinim daraisa, how do you know one prevails over the other? The answer is, right, different tracks. Now that the niyuv only begins when there's insufficient birur. Chazaka clearly is niyuv. This type of chazaka certainly, cheskas hadin, that the Issa was the cheskas tahara. The question is, what is rov? Is rov mevarer? Or is hoch hanacha harov, perhaps that also only works b'toras niyuv? If rov is considered to be niyuv, then you have a problem. If you have ruba chazaka, we don't assume that ruba adif. We'll assume the opposite is true. Smoch miyuta chazaka, as though you're stalemated. Now, you have a rov on one hand, you have a chazaka on the other. How do you know which one prevails? There's no such gzeira sakasu. So Rav Meir says, faker, smoch miyuta chazaka. And the Chachamim disagree.
So Shechter just added the following hesbed. This is found in Ikvei Hatzon, in Simin Chavches, and Daf Kuf Pei Zayin. Rov, Mevarer? Well, no, it's not Machria, it's not Midine Hachra, Midine Biru, but simply Nihu, Kampu Chazaka. What should that be dependent on? Maybe that's exactly the Chiddush of the Gemara. That's the formulation of the Gemara, whether the miut is commandi isadami, or whether a miut is commandi lesadami. Maybe that's exactly the Chiddush of the Gemara. If you assume that the miut al-pidin is commandi lesadami, what does that mean? That the Torah writes that the miut is insignificant, that commandi lesadami. What's the source, for example, Hochanach HaRov? The context of the pasuk is Rov Dayanim. Their Mamish Tosus writes, Nan Baba Kama, the Miut is commander less the dummy. Now, if two Dayanim say Chayiv, one Dayan says Potter. A split decision. No, the Bezdin rules Chayiv. The Miut is Mamish, commander less the dummy. That's Mamish Birur, that's called Hachra. The Miut is considered to be negated, commander less the dummy. What's the Chiddush of Rav Meir Shita, that Chayshin Miuta? That the miut is considered to be kamandi isadami. What does it mean, kamandi isadami? That means that the suffix is still in existence. We're not assuming that what normally happens, what is the rove, is in fact what occurred and therefore there's nothing to discuss. No. The miut is relevant, except the Torah writes when you have a case, right, where the rove tilts in one direction, the miut tilts another direction. Sometimes you have a right to follow Rov. But maybe the Chiddush is this. That's not Betoras Birur. That is considered to be Betoras Niyug. That's what the Gemara says. The Miut is Kamandi Yisadami. Just like in the case of Mikvash Ninvad. The Suffix is Ki Yisadami. The Suffix still exists. So now what do you do? So you have to look for methods of Hanhaga, of Niyug, despite the fact that there is a Suffix. So maybe there's a fundamental machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir that even in cases where one has a right to follow Rov, but how does that work? Is that Mevarer? Or is that not? Well, if the Miut is Kamand Lesadami, that's Birur. If the Miut is Kamand Isadami, that's not true. So what happens now if you have a Rov which is against the Cheskas Issa? According to the Chachamim, there's no conflict. Because Chezkas Hadin is Nihug. Rov is Mevarer. That's Ruba Chazak, Ruba Adir. But the Gemara says you can't assume that according to Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir holds that the Miut is Kamandi Yisodami. So now you have a stalemate. You have two Dinim Daraisa Panhaga. One is Chazak, one is Rov. Why do you assume that one prevails over the other? And the Gemara says according to Rabbi Meir, the opposite then would be true. Smoch miut to the chazaka, and it's meruba. So in such a case, you have a miut supporting a chazaka simply against a rove. That would not be. If you look at that very sugya, that Rashi quotes in Nida Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara makes the following qualification: when is it true that Rabbi Meir holds that chayshin miutim in every case of miut? No, the Gemara says it depends. It has to be a miut de shchiach, what we call miut hamatsui. Let's assume it's a miut lo shchiach. It's a miut shena matsui. The Gemara says, even Rav Meir agrees, you don't assume smoke miut la chazaka. That also understands very well. When can you argue that the suffix is not resolved and the klal of robe is nihu? That's if you have a miut hamatsui. In such a case, you can argue there's no resolution. You mean to say Rav Meir honestly admits that if the odds are stacked 1,000 to 1, that's Nihug? No, so the Gemara is explicit that if it's a Miut Hamatsui, you have a 60-40 row, then Rav Meir says Cheshin Miuta. If not, then certainly not. Rav Meir agrees that there will be a miut that we assume is considered to be commando lesadami, and that refers to birur. Rav Meir would never say in those cases
smoke miyut lechazak. You would agree that ruba chazak ruba adif. It's only in a case when you have a miyut hamatsui. That would not be the case at all. So that's the chiddush that the machlokes, what our Tosus mentions, ruba chazak ruba adif. The Gemara says that all emanates from the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, whether the miyut is command the isa, command the lesa, can you send smoke miyut lechazaka? And in lamdus, lechora, that's the issue. Whether the concept of Rov is Mivar Machria or no, it's just Taloch and Hanachar Tzagavra, just like the case of, right, Echezka Sadin. There's a further principle that Tosus writes in Chulin and Daf Yud Aleph that also fits into this concept of Chazaka only serving as Nimu. Well, we pointed out the Tosus and Nida, the Tosus and Nazir. You can have a psak halach in the realm of chazaka that cannot be any achalios emes. Both nazir and mertor. Impossible. Impossible, but that's the fact. No, because it's not trying to resolve the suffering. Even if you have an aid, nizr katum in ahem, doesn't matter. The chazaka can remain. Tosus raised the following issue. The sugya in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph is talking about the source of Rov. How do you know the Holchanach HaRov? One of the possibilities the Gemara says is Asimi Paraduma. After all, the Pasuk says V'shachat V'sarat. So Mashchita Kishi Shlema Asrei Fasa Kishi Shlema. The sreifa of paraduma has to be an animal that is shlema, not considered to be a treifa. The Gemara says, "V'leichush duma treifa." Shouldn't we be concerned? The possibility that animal is a treifa. After all, you have to burn the paraduma whole, that you cannot do any internal bedika to ascertain that this animal is not a treifa. So the Gemara says that Elav Mishum Danrin and Zilbasaruma. It must be the Hokanach HaRov. So that's one of the possibilities. That the animal is presumed to be a Shlema, not a Treifa, because Hokanach HaRov. So Tosa says that how do you know that's true? That the reason that we assume that the animal is fully intact and not a Treifa is based on Rov. And that's an indicator of Hokanach HaRov. So Tosu says, Duras Lasya Vintomar, Kevin de Parabash Te Shanim, Imkain, Dilma Hanimishum Dukme, Acheske, Sheno Trefa. Don't we have a Chazaka? If the Paradum was just born yesterday, there's no Chazaka that is not considered to be a Trefa. However, the Gemara mentions later in Chulin the Trefa in Ochaya. If an animal is a Trefa, it's not going to live beyond the year. And therefore you have a Paraduma, which is Bashtei Shanim. So obviously we know retroactively that it wasn't a Trefa. It wouldn't have made it this age had it been a Trefa. So isn't that a concept of Chazaka? That we know then it wasn't a Trefa. And therefore you have, right, that Chizkas Hadin. So maybe Enoch Inami. Not based on Rov at all, but based on Chazaka. So Tosus writes, a very great finish, Nishlomar, that Kol Chazaka Shlo Nizbara V'lo Noda Afilu Sha'achas Lo Azlin Ambasra. You can't create a Chazaka L'mafreya. If you have a Chazaka B'shata, that Chazaka can continue. Here, what are we arguing? That the fact that the animal has reached this age now, that indicates now we know that last year the animal was absolutely intact, the chazaka she'eno treifa, and now let it continue. It also says that you can't have a chazaka l'mafreya. Kol chazaka shlo nizbara b'shata. In the case of a mikvah, I measured it, I know the mikvah is a mikvah shera. From then on, you can talk about chazaka.
I know now that last year that animal could not have been a trefa because it wouldn't have made it through the year. So in such a case, Tosa says you can't establish that chazaka l'mafreya and therefore allow the chizkas hadin to surface. It's a great chiddush that Tosfos writes. That's why the Gemara just suggested this in terms of rov, but not in terms of chazaka. This chiddush that Tosfos l'chora, right, is all based on our lamdas, that that type of chizkas hadin is not birur at all. It's halach of nihug. If it's birur, so absolutely. You can never have birur l'mafreya. You can never have a case where it turns out now that that was true then. But if you're telling me chazaka does not resolve, the suffix is mimkomo omed. It's just that lahalacha, the concept of a chizkas hadin, is just as we had a right to act this way yesterday, we have a right to continue to do so today. So Tosfos writes, there must have been a tangible, concrete moment that the chazaka was established, and then you can extend it mikana lahaba. But you can't create the chazaka unless it's meaningful b'shata. That also indicates that that concept that we discussed of the chezkas hadin, right, is a concept of niyur, not just simply a case. Right, biru. So that's our Tosfos of ruba chazaka ruba adi. So Tosfos now raises the following issue. Ones Tosfos just proved kala islam, and therefore you have a rov that supports that this was an act of znus that was done by Ratzon. So Tosfos says, if that's true, that we don't really seriously consider the possibility of ones, because kala islam and rov points in the direction of Ratzon. So Tosfos says, if that's true, see, even in a case of an Eishes Yisrael, still it should be Asr. What, you have a fake Sveika? Taftav, ain't Taftav, an Ones and Ratzon? Yeah, we just got through saying that the Ones is terribly remote, because Kali is lame. So therefore, why is it relevant to this fake Sveika issue? That Halacha L'maisa, we assume in an Eishes Yisrael, she's Muteras Al Habal, because it's fake Sveika. How can that be? Tosfos is kasha. So the re-answer is that no, chiddush, that this row, that row baratzom, we'll have to see what the re means, right, is not a row gomma. That's not an absolute row. That's not the dindarais of hokanacha harow. Ele dahavi mid rabbanon. The chachamim mid rabbanon treat that as though it's a rov. But it is not considered to be a rov gomer mehatov. So therefore, if it's a sveik sveika, sure. If, however, it's only a single safek, so then the chachamim say no, we'll consider ratzon the gabionis to consider it as a rov. So this is not an absolute rov midaraisa, ratzon versus ones. It's only a rov on the level of the rabbanon. So makom sfeik sfeik ashari, but if it's a single sfeik, then it's considered to be us. We'll have to see again what this chiddush, this teretz of the Ri is. First, simply the kasha tells us. If ones the kali slay, so therefore ones should be irrelevant. Therefore, even in a case of fake sveika, it should be us. Awesome. Yeshua is very bothered by this. Yeshua writes here in our sugya, what's troubling Tosfos? He quotes, right, the chiddush of the Rashba and the Tshuvas, right, that we've seen, chelek aleph siman tav aleph, that fake sveika is midin rov. So if sveik sveik is midin rov, what's Tosfos so bothered by? All you have to do is determine that there's a rov. So therefore, in the case of Eishes Yisrael, tachtav and ein tachtav, that's a legitimate suffek. I would call that a suffek ashakul, a 50-50 suffek. So now you have onus versus ratzon. So good. Onsa kolisli. So of the suffek of onus and ratzon, you're right. We wouldn't view that as a 50-50 suffek. Because onsa kolisli. Right? But how would you present it statistically? So it's a 70-30 suffek. An 80-20 suffek. But a sfek is midin rov. All you need, right, is a minute percent to tilt the balance of tachtav and ein tachtav. So what's Tosas bothered by? If you're dealing with a single suffek, I understand very well. So ratzon prevails over onus. But if you already have your suffek hashakal of 50-50, and all you're trying to do is tilt in one direction, so onus should be able to accomplish that. Now, what do you mean, this fancy chiddush of the Ri, Rav Gomer Daraisan, Rav Drabanan? It's very simply. That's sufficient, because fake seka is midin ra'ov. And the Pnim Shur writes the same thing, even according to the Rambam Shita. If you assume as that Prima Gadim, that the reason fake seka is mutter is because every fake seka is a suffix Ramon Lakula. So again, right, your suffix of taftav ain't taftav now reduces it to a dinder abanam. So therefore, good onsa kol islam. But that's at least be sufficient to create a suffix derabanan, which should be makuma. That's the difficulty. He says of a dochik leiv shiashev d'shani hasam. The suffix taftav nami lo havi suffix ashakul. It's very difficult to assume that now taftav and eno taftav is not a suffix ashakul. Chances are really it was taftav. And ein taftav is also remote. Well, Poshub Shabbat Gemot, Yeshua writes that taftav and ein taftav are equal sveikos. And therefore, even though onsa kol islay, that should be sufficient. The Pnim Shur picks up on this point in the Kuntres Achron, here in our sugya, right, in Os Chavches. Here the Pnim Shur writes as the following Kiddush. That mashmi midivrehem, apparently you have to say according to Tosus. Zechol midi de lo shchiach lo mikri safek klal. When you have onus versus ratzon, so in such a case of onus kol yislay, since here there was no kol, that doesn't mean that the safek remains as 60-40 safek, with the possibility of not sira for the suffix of shakal of taftav, name taftav, but rather komidi de lo shchiach lo mikre suffix klal. Interestingly, the Pnei Yeshua cites, right, the sugya in Kedushin Daf Pei we just discussed. Demiyot legamrei kamando esedom mi derabanan. Realize shita v'chachamim. Miut is commando esodami. The pligid Rabbi Meir, I don't agree with Rabbi Meir Shita, that the suffix is being como made, but somehow we're knowing acharon. In a makam chazak, you can't do that. It's considered to be mamish, commando esodami. And therefore, according to Tosus, if it's commando esodami, that's exactly the kasha Tosus. That the slim chance of onish is irrelevant even for creating the concept of a sveik-sveika. Even a sveik-sveika is considered to be the case which is midin ra'ov. So to address this issue of the Bnei Yeshua, Vashem Shad, one has to make the following distinction. It seems clear from several Makoros that this certainly should be the case. Even if you assume, like the Chiddush the Rashba, that Sveik Sveik is considered to be, right, Dino Kirov, and just as Holchana Chaharov, so to Sveik Sveik is Mutter. The Rashba does not mean that Sveik Sveik is identical to Rov, and therefore whatever is true of one is certainly true of the other. Here the Sheikh Shmaitza points out in Shmaitza Aleph in Perek Yud Ches that Rov and Sveik Sveik address two different issues. Rov, right, is what we call a rov of Metzius. Right? There it's an actual rov. It's an empirical rov. There are different types of rov, as we'll soon discuss. Ruba de Issa Kaman, Ruba de Lessa Kaman. But both are considered to be an empirical rov. Ruba de Issa Kaman means you have a very limited domain in front of you. You have 10 items. 9 are one, 1 is another. And Ruba de Lessa Kaman means, right, a much broader domain. Rov Nashim B'Tesi Album. Most women give birth, right, full term. It's not that you have limited domain in your study, but it's also an empirical Rov. Sveik Sveika, here the Shev Shmaitza writes, here you're dealing with Rov Tzdadim. Rov HaShavayos. Now it means a theoretical possibility. In Rov, the statistical Rov is crucial. In Sveik Sveika, generally speaking, we're not necessarily concerned with what we call a statistical rove. Sometimes that could be. Sometimes you could have a case where a Sveik Sveika is a statistical rove. This is what the Shev Shmaitza quotes, right, in the Tshuvas HaRivash. Tshuvas HaRivash is found in Siman Shin Ayin Beis. The Tshuvas HaRivash points to the Gemara in Yevamos and of Samach Zayin that has the following case. Bas Yisrael Shnises Lekalim. So Kol Zman, her husband is alive, no problem. Sheech Truma. All of a sudden, Mace. The husband dies. So what happens with Achilas Truma? Now, Hiniach Banim, if she has sons, so obviously the sons eat Truma, even the Avadim eat Truma as well. Look simply, father died, now the sons are Yoresh, the sons now allow their Avadim to eat Truma. So the Avadim Knanim eat Truma. What happens in the following case? What happens if this guy died? He has sons, and Ishta Muberes. This Ashes Cohen is now pregnant. So the Gemara raises the following Chiddush. The fact that she is carrying a Vlad, how does that affect Achilas Truma? Number one, does that Vlad have any theoretical share in the Yerusha? Maybe the Avadim are considered to be the property of the sons who are alive, but also the Uber has a share. If the Uber in principle will have a share, do we say Uber Machil? That the Uber can allow the Avadim to eat. I'm a Kohen, that which I possess. And Eved Kanani can also eat Truma. Does the Uber have such a schus that he can bestow on the Avadim a schus achila? That's the sugim nivamos and daf samach zayin. Uber macher, Uber eino macher. So the Gemara quotes the shita of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. that writes that the avodim are allowed to eat shrimp. The Gemara says, yeah, but do we necessarily assume that uber machil? Who says uber machil? Maybe uber ain't a machil. An uber, right, cannot convey, bestow a right on an eved truma. The Gemara says, no, Rav Shimon Yochai's sheet is simply this. Like the sheet of Mechachamim. We don't have to be concerned about a meal. So Rashi explains very simply. Good. She's expecting. But Shem and Akeva, he. That maybe she's carrying an Akeva. In which case, the Vlad has no schus whatsoever in the Avadim. So everyone who has a share in the Avadim, only the Banim Scharm who are alive. The Uber has no schus whatsoever. Shem and Akeva, he. And even in Timtzi Lomar, that she's carrying a Zacha. So in such a case, miut mapilos. Therefore, right, less than all of half of the pregnancies will result in a viable zachar. So Rov. So the Rivash cites that as an example where sfeik sfeik is mamish Rov. Now the Gemara presents it the following. As Rashi writes, Shem and Akevahi, and in Timtzi Lomar Zachar, Shem Etapil. That's a case which is framed as a Sveik Sveika. Yeah, but that's Mamish, a case of Rov. Mixas Nekevos and Yesh Mapilos. That is a type of Sveik Sveika where they're all statistical. That's the Kiddush that Rivash points out. This is an exceptional case. Here you combine the Safek HaShokel of Zacha with Nekeva, with Mitzas Mapilos, and now you have a Rov. So that Enoch Inami is Mamish Rov. Whatever would be true of Rov would be true of that type of Sveik Sveika. But that's not true of a Sveik Sveika of our Gemara. When our Gemara says Safek Takta, Safek Ein Takta, Safek Ratzon, Safek Bonus, that's an empirical Rov, like the case in the Gemara, Mixas Nekevos, and Yesh Mapilos, certainly not. Here you're dealing with a theoretical Rov, or a theoretical Safek. Even the Rashba, the Chora, will admit that these are two very different halachos. When you're dealing with a statistical row, you're right, then siruf is possible. You can combine the mixas the mechts and akevas with the mixas mapilos. But when you're dealing with the normal sfeik sfeika, so that's the exact assumption of our Tosus, that you can't just combine. You don't assume that there's a statistical deadlock of taftav and ain taftav. And now, whatever the small percentage of onus is, that'll carry the day. That possibility of tsiruf is only when you're dealing with an actual rov, not just simply, right, the theoretical possibilities. Our Gemara never meant to say necessarily the taftav, the neo taftav is a 50-50 safek, like metz and a cave and metz a zachar, or onus and ratzon. It means that they're two very different stadim lahatir. That's why that a statistical row siruf of course is necessary, but our Tosus assumes that's not true. And in fact, if you have one possible suffix of onus versus ratzon, but since there was no kol, the onus is command alesadami, that's Tosus is kasha. So then forget it, it can't even be used as a theoretical suffix at all. Because that's mamish, come on, the lesser dummy. The miut is not in existence at all. This is clear, for example, when it comes to the concept of suffix tumor. When it comes to suffix tumor, We know that Pershus HaYochid Sveiko Tamei. Pershus HaRabim Sveiko Tamei. So if you look in the Mishnah in Taros, in Perek Vav, right, Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah says this is even true of a Sveik Sveiko. A Sveik Sveiko is Tamei Pershus HaYochid. That's the Kloli Hachra of Safek Tumah. So there's no heter of Sveik Sveika when it comes to Safek Tumah. Yet we'll see the Gemara Sunan Dav Tezvav that tells us that a Sveik Sveika is Tahar B'makom Rov. How can that be according to the Rashba? That when it comes to a Safek Tumah, we're going to argue Sveik Sveika is Tameh, but Rov is Tahar. And Sveik Sveik is Midin Rov. Now the Rashba never meant to assume simply a Sveik Sveik is identical with a statistical Rov. Certainly not. And therefore, Inachinami, if you have a statistical Rov, that's relevant even for a Sveik Tumah. But if you have Rov Tzadin Mahatir, that's irrelevant when it comes to Sveik Tumah. If you take a look at that piece in the Tshuva HaRashba, it's clear in the Rashba that the Rashba did not mean to equate a Sveik Sveika with the Din Rov. The Rashba himself, there in Simen Taf Aleph, brings the following raya from Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua argues that Rov is insufficient when it comes to Yosef. Right, we'll see this in the Sugya Daf Yud Gimel Beis and Daf Yud Amud Beis. Let's say you have an Isha Shenensa. Is she Muteres LaKohen? She would be forbidden to a Kohen if it was Nivul Apostle. What happens if you have Rov Ksherin? In our location, most people are Kosher. So even though someone was ma'anes v'sisha, it's a mute of nivul apostle. So Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that when it comes to yuchsin, right, to assume that a woman is muteres l'kohen, a robe is insufficient. But it's clear from the Gemara, as we'll see, that if it will be a sveik sveika, Rabbi Yeshua says that that's fine. The Rashi himself quotes this. The Raya from Rabbi Yeshua Shita, that you can't equate a Sveik Sveika with the case of Rov. We discussed in the past, the Rashi Shita, in the opposite direction. That when it comes to a Rov, the Chirish the Rashi, the Kutrasach on Yevamos, the Ein Sarach Levarer. And when it comes to a Sveik Sveika, the Chiddush the Rashba, Chul and Daf Nun Gimel, Tzorech Levarer. Even though Sveik Sveika is Midin Rov, but they're addressing two very different issues. Or, for example, the Chiddush we just discussed, Rav Meir Shita. Rav Meir is Chayish Lemiyuta. Right? That also is called in Sikhan Dukhut Kiddush and Daf Pei. Does that mean Rav Meir denies the principle of Sveik Sveika? Because Rav Meir assumes that Ein Hochin Acharov. You mean to say that all the sugyas of Sveik Sveika is Machlokes Tanaim, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim? You never find that case. That Rav Meir should disagree with the Heter of Sveik Sveika. Tosus does right, Nivamos Nafsamach Zayin. Tosus writes in the Ramaschal Ein that when Rav Meir says Cheshil Miyuta, maybe he didn't mean it in every case of Rov. Maybe you have to distinguish between a case of Ruba de Issa Kaman as opposed to a case of Ruba de Lessa Kaman. Maybe even Rav Meir would agree that in Ruba de Issa Kaman, Mamish, you have a domain in front of you. 9 pieces of Heter, 1 piece of Issa. Then Rav Meir would not assume that Cheshin Miyut. The Posh Rav Shad, our issue of Sveik Sveika, it's not the Rubid Issa Kaman case, no? Not the Rubid Alessa Kaman. We're talking about a theoretical possibility. That in those instances, Rav Meir Lachor would certainly agree. Lachora, that's the Chiddush. Right, Devar Tosus, to counter the Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. If you're talking about a statistical rove, yeah, then obvious tziruf. Mitzas mapilos is enough to tilt the scale. The Pinshu is bothered. The possibility of onus is any less than mitzas mapilos? No, the answer is when you're dealing with sveika, which is midin rove, a different type of rove, theoretical rove. In such a case, then, if you're dealing with one theoretical possibility, onus versus ratzon, but there you have the rove which is machria, that the miut of onus is kamina enodami, kamina lesodami. In such a case, that's not even considered to be an option even for sveik sveika. That's the kasha that Tosus is bothered by. And therefore, Tosus just simply doesn't write that the percentages will work out to label it as sveik sveika. There's a further chiddush that Rav Shimon writes in the Shari Yoshe. This is found in the Shar HaSveikos in Perek Yutes. Where he argues that Chazal were always very careful to use the term Sveik Sveikos. And below Amru, just simply Beis Sveikos, Ribui HaSveikos. It's not just simply that you have a suffix here, linked together with a suffix there, and that tilts the scale of Derech Etzem. It has to be Al Kedin, that which is considered to be a Sveik Sveikos. What exactly does that mean? So Shimon writes the following Kiddush. When you have that which is Vada Yisr, here Rav Shimon uses the terms of Yisr Be'etzem, something which is inherently forbidden, right? Gufo Shel Yisr, at times we use the term in Yisr Chetzer. When you have Vada Yisr, so therefore that act or that object is categorically forbidden. Yisr Be'etzem, Gufo Shel Yisr, and Yisr Chetzer. The fact that we assume Safek is the Chumrah, regardless of whether it's a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan, that Midin Safek, it's even assumed like the Rashi and the Ran, it's Safek D'Oraisa, the Chumrah is a Din D'Oraisa. Midin Safek, this is Asr Ba'achila. That Rav Shimon writes, Chiddush, that cannot be in Yisr Be'etzem, Gufo Shel Yisr, and Yisr Chetzer. Its identity is unknown. The most you could argue is that either Midaraisa, Midarabanan, this is an Yisr Gavra, this is an Yisr Siyag. But the Torah has the right to say, Harchek Min Hakiur. Don't eat anything which is questionable. Interestingly, that he compares Kilav de los Elser of Yisr Derabanan. That's his model. The Chum can also say don't do something. What are you going to argue? That is inherently abhorrent. The Torah says it's Etzer Gomor. That's the Chiddush and the Nesivos. Not Choshimish, but Reish Lama Dalet. You can speak about Yisr Daraisa as being Yisr Chetzer. You can't speak about an Yisr Derabanan as being Yisr Chetzer. The Mayna Afkamin and Sivas writes this great, great Kiddush, and that is that an Yisr Daraisa B'Shogeg is called a Maisa Veira. An Yisr Derabanan B'Shogeg is not a Maisa Veira. That's the Kiddush of the Nesivas. Because you can argue, even though there wasn't any Kavanas HaGavra, yeah, but Chetzer Shel Yisr. When it comes to Dinim Derabanan, right, if the nature of this Isser is a mitzvah lishmol is very chachamim. So negating that, rebelling against the koach hachachamim, that is an isser. Doing so inadvertently is not considered to be a ma'aseh avera. It's a great chiddush the Nesivos writes. Nisid ronam b'shogeg is not called ma'aseh avera. Because at most it can be as a mitzvah lishmol is very chachamim. The chiddush of the Nesivos is a great one. And the case in the Nesivos is a very great one. We'll take a look at the case in the Nesivos discusses. You could agree with the Chiddush, but disagree with his application. A person sold a piece of meat to another individual, and the person paid him for kosher meat. It turned out that there was some problem with kashrus derabanan. But the purchaser was unaware of that. He ate it for shogeg. So the Nesivos argued, pretty great Chiddush, that the whole problem was the derabanan problem. And it was eaten, right, absolutely b'shogeg, and it wasn't, therefore, a ma'aseh avera at all. So to an extent, he paid for kosher meat, and he received kosher meat. No, because from his perspective, it was eaten. B'heter gamur, that's a very great chiddush. No, but that should be true in terms of dini mamonos. We should argue that carries over. That even though such a piece of meat has X value, since he consumed b'shogeg for him, it should have a heightened value. Now, but then it's not called mekal tos. A very great chiddush. But that's the mashal, the shar yosheh. When you speak about nisid rabbanan, you have to speak in terms of gam. He writes the following chiddush: when you speak in terms of safek, the same thing applies. Even if safek d'oraisa l'chumra is a din d'oraisa, but it's not. In Isser, which is Be'en, Ikar Isser, Chefza, Gufo Shul Isser, certainly not. You can just simply say that the Torah requires that you have to distance yourself from any possibility of Isser. But you can't speak of an Isser Chefza unless the Isser is Yadua, unless it's Vabe, not if it's Safek. So that's the Chiddush of Shimon writes of the mechanism of Sveik Sveika. But if you're dealing with, right, an Isser, which is Be'en, Chetzer Shal Isser, then you can argue that Torah posits an Isser Gavra to avoid consumption of that which is Etzel Me'Isser. If you're dealing with Sveik Sveika, two steps removed, it's almost like a Siyog L'Siyog, in the sense that we're going to argue that do not engage in this action, because if you do so, right, the result may be gufo shel iser. No, the most the result will be is suffering, which itself is considered to be inherently that which is shel hefer. And there you can't have a suffering coupled upon suffering in order to create an iser. That's why Bedavki, he writes, it's not just simply not a question of roe versus meal percentage, but rather a suffek within suffek, that you can't argue don't do A because if you do so it will lead to, right, the possibility of that the suffek is sin. We still have to see, right, the Teretz HaTosos. Right? This Chiddush the Tosos writes, if it's really true that onus pales compared to Ratzon. So Ratzon therefore is considered to be an absolute row. So therefore shouldn't even play a role in Sveik Sveika. And the Teretz of the Reed that no, this is a rov which is Eino rov gamur. We'll have to see exactly what that means. Different types of rov. A rov gamur, a rov which is considered to be to that which is Sheino gamur. So take a look again at the Hemshech HaTosos. Tosos again quotes at Sugin Kedushin Apei about rov tinokos. Take a look again. Tosos brings a raya from that case as well. The Gemara has rov tinokos. Does that mean we assume that the Issa is absolutely tameh? That if it were a shruma, we would burn it? No. So you see that sometimes there could be a concept of rov, which really is not nevar at all. And that's also refers to as a rov shenodom. Okay, we'll have to pick up.